Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what joy fills my heart whenever I think about people studying the Word of God. I'm praying that you are really learning who God is and how much He loves you and cares for you. And perhaps you're running across this podcast for the first time. I go through the Bible verse by verse, line by line, precept upon precept, and even sometimes word by word, just to try to gain as much as we possibly can out of the Scriptures. These podcasts are only 4 to 6 minutes. They're designed that way so that you could listen to one, even between a couple of red lights or something like that. The idea is to inspire you to study God's Word on your own. God is our true teacher. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides us into all truth. And that's why we go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies every time. Let's go to Him to prayer in prayer today. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for Your Word. We thank You for this time we can share in what You have to say to us. God, I am so grateful to the way that You take care of us. I pray, Lord, today that our lives are a blessing to You. As we study Your Word, that Your Holy Spirit will fill the room that we are in, and that You will guide us into all truth by Your Spirit, as You empower us to live according to the things that we have learned. Lord, we want to bless You. We want to thank You. We want to give You honor and glory that You so deserve. And we do all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Sorrow Has Filled Your Heart. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 16, and verse 6. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told His disciples, "Now I go my way to Him that sent me. And none of you asked me, where are you going?" And in chapter 16 and verse 6 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples why sorrow has filled your heart. Where we read, "But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart." The verse reads, "But because I have said these things unto you." John began with Jesus' words, "but because," which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, since and on account that I have said these things unto you, or I, Jesus, have uttered, declared, and proclaimed the words about people hating His disciples and persecuting them to you, disciples of Jesus, the following has occurred. John shared how Jesus began to share what happened when He told them about being hated and persecuted and Him going away. The verse goes on to say, "Sorrow has filled your heart." John continued with the word sorrow, which means pain, grief, annoyance, affliction, and mourning, has filled your heart, or has been rendered full, consummate, and complete within the disciples of Jesus' souls or minds, as they are the fountain and seat of thoughts, passions, desires, appetites, affections, purposes, and endeavors. John shared how Jesus said pain and grief filled the souls and minds of His disciples because He told them about being hated and persecuted and Him leaving them. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus acknowledged the grief within His disciples because He told them what was going to happen. We can imagine how Jesus' disciples felt when He told them that He was going to leave them. And even though the Holy Spirit Comforter was promised to them, they were sad because He was going away. God desires to have a personal relationship with every person through His Son Jesus. And He knows when sorrow has filled our hearts. His plan and purpose is eternal in nature. And although we may suffer some sadness in this life, Jesus promised His Holy Spirit would be with us all the days of our lives. Next time we see John share how Jesus tells His disciples, "It is expedient for you that I go away." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.